We had this one moment where somebody posted on our Facebook that we were terrible people for opening a brewery, and I didn't make it a big deal. I just kind of removed it and sent the guy a message that I was sorry he felt that way and just moved on. I have to be careful with how I name my beers, but for the most part, there's been a great reception. We've even had, I don't think you'll mind me mentioning, at least the local Lutheran preacher comes in once in a while, and we had a chat, and he really enjoys it. So for the most part, the community's been really open arms about it.
I was here for the grand opening, and I guess I expected to see a lot of millennials. I was surprised to see a lot of folks who appeared to be in their 60s, even 70s, here. Did that surprise you at all?
I expected millennials and 30-somethings to be our number one customer, but that's really proven to be 15% at the most, maybe. It's pretty typical. If you go to Piney River Brewing in Bucyrus, you'll see a similar demographic. Yeah, there's going to be millennials for sure, but there's a lot of retired people with disposable income that are just really enjoying microbrew in the Midwest.
What are some of your namesake or specialty brews here?
We have three beers that we do year-round, and that's our Whatnot Ale. It's an easy-going kind of hybrid beer. And then we've got our Landlocked IPA, which has been surprisingly our biggest seller. But I think the fact that it's super fresh, I mean, last weekend we kegged beer on Wednesday and we served it on Friday. It doesn't get any fresher than that. And then our third year-round is our Good Morning Stout, which is, it tastes like it has coffee in it, but it doesn't. Otherwise, we just cycle through whatever comes to mind. For example, we did a French tarragon beer. We did one with dandelions. We've done a beer with local honey.
So it sounds like you tap into the local, no pun intended there, tap into, you know, what's unique in the Ozarks.
Absolutely. We worked with one farmer to do a pilot grow of some barley to actually use as our base malt. It didn't work out because barley really doesn't grow well in this area, but we keep seeking other ways. We've got local farmers who have supplied us with raspberries and blackberries, and we're trying to keep building that up and make connections with people.
Have you seen customers walking through your door from out of town?
We've had visitors from Florida and Massachusetts, California, a lot of Texans. I don't know, maybe there's like an exodus of people going from West Plains to Texas and then they have to come back to visit family. But whatever the case, it's really amazing. If we had a map where people could pinpoint where they're coming from, we probably would have already hit half the states. But people who love craft beer are passionate about it and they will seek you out.